Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm introducing a new company, Temas Resources. This company is focused on critical minerals in Quebec. Company already has a PEA that was just released in February, as well as a very tight share structure. They completed a 9-for-1 share consolidation, cleaned up the company in the last about 1 to 2 years, and now is moving forward on the flagship LaBlanche project. I'm chatting with the executive chairman, Kyler Hardy. Temas Resources traded on the CSE under the symbol TMAS, on the OTCQB under the symbol TMASF, and on the Frankfurt Exchange under the symbol 26P0. Now, Kyler, we will get into the PEA and the disconnect between market capitalization and the numbers in that PEA. But first things first, look, the critical minerals that you're looking for in Quebec at that flagship LaBlanche project is mostly focused on titanium dioxide. Now, that project is titanium, vanadium, and iron. But talk to me a little bit, please, about this titanium dioxide market.
Absolutely, Corey. It's great to be here. Our titanium dioxide is not really a mineral that's necessarily talked about very, very much, but it is used in almost everything that we touch on a daily basis. It's a naturally occurring oxide of titanium, obviously, with a high refractory index. Its main market is the paint industry. So all of your viewers' walls or listeners' walls here, there's titanium dioxide in the paint. It makes it bright. It makes it pop in the paint on the cars. It gives it a resiliency, but also, you know, makes your car nice and bright. Outside of that, that's about 60% of the market globally. The next biggest use is in plastics. So just shy of 30%. is used as a component of plastics, again, a brightener for it, but also making that plastic more resilient. And finally, making paper white and your cosmetics and medication to make those pills and lipsticks and whatnot pop again. It really is to enhance the, the refractory or the reflection of paint and color pigments globally. So those are the main uses. You know, just outside of that, China is the main consumer, and followed closely by South Korea, Japan, the U.S., and the U.K. So it is classified as a critical mineral, and it's growing. The market is growing on average between 5 to 6.5% annually.
Now, what about the pricing mechanism here? Explain further how titanium dioxide is priced, how volatile the pricing can be.
So that's one of the nice things. It's not quoted on an open exchange. It's a long-term offtake negotiation for it. End users want to be able to take a specific mineral or a specific composition of that mineral and others and put it through their process. So it's usually 5, 10, 15-year offtake agreements. Those are negotiated with escalating prices in them. But currently, those longer-term offtakes are sitting in the $3,300 US a ton range, so quite robust. Our economics, I'll just touch on that briefly. We did that at $2,200 just to make sure that there was some wiggle room in there, but it's consistently growing with the economy overall on the pricing side.
All right, let's get into the project then, the LaBlanche project in Quebec, the PEA released in February of this year. Some big numbers here, a post-tax NPV, 8% discount rate of $6.6 billion Canadian, an IRR post-tax of 60.8%. There are some large capital expenditures here, excluding sustaining capital of 1.3 billion Canadian. Take us through some more of the PEA numbers showing the economics, potential economics of this asset.
Absolutely. And let's just clarify, it is a PEA, so there is some wiggle room as we go into the pre-feas and feasibility study here as we tighten those costs and those IRR components up. We're quite pleased. Those numbers are sizable, to say the least. Our resource is one of the things that we really like to point at here, 208 million tons. We took the massive oxide and added in the semi-massive oxide on this go-around as well. So that nearly doubled our resource from a historic resource that was on the project when we originally bought it. Our TiO2 equivalent, titanium dioxide equivalent, is 16.7%. which is a fantastic number. That includes vanadium pentoxide as well as iron in the makeup there. But it gives us over 25 million tons of titanium dioxide by itself and over 85 million tons of contained iron in the project. So it really stands out there globally as a relevant titanium dioxide project. I'll just point at one other close by us is Rio Tinto's Lactio mine. It's been operating for nearly 70 years at the current run rate. They still have at least 30 years left of production on that asset, and they train all that material down to their La Havre Met facility on the St. Lawrence Seaway. So it's a similar type of deposit that we've got here. They've shown that it can work. So some of the pieces around us as well is, you know, our life of mine, 14 years. That's not the entire resource. That's most of the resource, but there is some additional. And finally, we picked up the La Blache extension project to our west, which brings in two more mineralized lenses for sure, and potentially a third on the west side of our proposed pit. So we've got the region under ownership now, as well as it becomes a regional play for, you know, for a larger party to potentially partner with us to develop it.
So when it comes to grade, comparison of grade, can you give us some comparison to that nearby mine, to any of the global mines out there?
It's actually a little bit more difficult than that. There's two titanium dioxide or minerals that contain titanium dioxide. There's rutile and there's ilmenite. We're an ilmenite deposit. We are lower grade than the Rio Tinto project by a fairly sizable margin, by at least 5 or 8% at least on an equivalent basis. But you know what? They were there first. They can have the higher grade one. We'll take one of a sizable nature that does compare in tonnage to them when they first got operating years ago. You start to look at the rutile projects out there, and those rutile projects are significantly higher, but it's processing a sand component, and those ones are not always smaller, but they are harder to come by globally. So you've got a lot of production out of West Africa with, I believe it's Iluka operating there, and the Kwale project in East Africa, as well as a number of other, including Rio Tinto and Iluka having a number of projects in East Africa and Australia. But a lot of that production goes to China. So we're not seeing it over here necessarily into the Canadian, US, and European met facilities that are processing it.
So how much work has gone into this project to build up this resource and move through the PEA? And then what further work do you do, whether it be focused on expanding the resource or further de-risking this asset?
That's a great question, and one that we're working on a thorough answer for right now. But just to outline some of the previous work, you know, there's over 20,000 meters of drilling that went into this project historically between the La Blache and the La Blache extension. Significant historic metallurgical work, including a pilot program that we ran on the project with our ORF technology, a partnership we have out of Toronto with a group of metallurgists. Finally, what we're going to be doing next is, you know, community engagement. We need to start talking with the local population around us. Baseline environmental, additional drilling in order to move part of the inferred resource into proven and probable. The first 3 to 5 years of potential mine life is what we're looking for. We anticipate someplace around a 10,000 to 15,000 meter drill program to do that later on this year. And all of that will, including some trade-off studies in order to figure out the best method of moving forward, will lead into a pre-feas or potentially even a feasibility over the coming 2 years here, which we're very excited about and really think it will highlight the, you know, the significant opportunity of the La Blache project here.
All right, let's talk big picture from an investment angle for this asset. Look, I think we all know that the titanium dioxide market, not nearly as big as, let's say, the gold market in terms of investment dollars into companies. But you look at that post-tax NPV of that $6.6 billion, the company's market cap is, let's face it, still very small. The share structure, very tight, only a little bit more than 16 million shares outstanding, 24 million on a fully diluted basis. Take us through the disconnect that we're seeing here between market cap, what is the current market cap, and the overall value of the asset?
Yeah, it's something that we're working on right now. We're sitting at around a, let's call it, 3.5 to 4 million market cap, depending on the day of the week. We've got, you know, a over $6 billion post-tax NPV, which is sizable. Let's face it, there's a significant disconnect there. We're, you know, substantially trading just over shell value with a PEA level project and a large resource now. So part of what's happened in the past is while we were cleaning the company up, while we were putting this back together and delivering the PEA that we said we would deliver when this company first IPO'd a number of years ago, we haven't talked to the market a great deal. We kept very quiet. We were working in the background to get this PEA out. And now over the last 2.5 months is really, 2.5 to 3 months, I guess now, is really the first time that we've started talking to the market about what we have here. You know, there's substantial insider ownership on this between myself and the rest of the management team. We're over 24% of the company now. We're putting our money where our mouth is and moving this project forward. And that, to me, is us invested in this entity, but also now it's time to start talking to the market. You know, we're talking with you, we're talking with other newsletter writers, we're talking with brokers, and we're bringing in a little bit of capital right now in order to, you know, execute the next piece of the business plan, which will be revaluing the company to something, you know, hopefully a little higher than what we are right now, and somewhere between where we are right now and our potential NPV there. So it's going to be a lot of investor engagement here over the coming 6 months.
Talk to us about the company, the cleanup of what happened over the last couple of years, and now this almost renewed focus on getting the name out there and advancing this asset.
100%. When me and my partners stepped back in and took the company back over, there was some cash in the till. There was a project that had sort of been looked at. Previous management did buy the extraction technology that we are deploying on this project. You know, it wasn't a concerted effort. We've decided to put a concerted effort into this now. You know, we rolled it back 9-for-1, cleaned the share structure right up. It was a widely distributed stock. It was heavily promoted at one point in time. I think ahead of the market cap got significantly ahead of where it should have been. And now we're, you know, we executed a drill program that led into this PEA. We executed a pilot scale MET program in order to feed into this PEA. And finally, you know, we recapped the company in last fall with a small friends and family round. And finally, we're doing our first round right now outside of our core friends and family, bringing in people that we think can help build the company moving forward.
All right, well, Kyler, I guess just a quick update then. Cash in the bank, what you're raising now, and then just recap, again, summarize the news flow that everyone should look out for that really validates your plan here to move this asset forward.
For sure. So just touching on the news flow, we'll be doing a corporate update shortly here, as well as hopefully closing this financing off, which I'll touch on in a minute. You know, initiation of drill programs, initiation of trade-off studies. The management will be attending a number of marketing and investor conferences over the coming months here in order to start to get the word out. We'll be telling people where we'll be. There is anticipated to be a healthy development program, field program, if you will, out on the project and putting some holes into the Schmoo Lake side of the pit extension here later on this fall. So everything leading up and through the drill program, as well as trade-off studies. Finally, about $400K in the till today as well. We're finishing off the second tranche of a financing. We anticipate closing another 1.2 to 1.4 million in the coming few weeks. That's a 20 cent unit with a 40 cent half warrant on it, good for 2 years. And that's the gist of it, Corey.
All right, Kyler, I think that brings us up to speed here. I'm going to post a link to the Temas website and the corporate presentation for all of you to go through, read over that, send me any questions you have for Kyler, and I'll bring Kyler back on the back of that financing close and when we get some more information on the work that's underway and any news on that work. So Kyler, thank you very much for this intro. Please keep me up to date as this company moves forward.
Thanks, Corey.